boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've got a couple of options. Either I need to work late tonight, I need to sleep over at your place, or I've got to come up with a sickness real fast.
Who are you hiding from?
My boyfriend, neighbor man.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I have to hide from him because he told me when I come home tonight, we're doing the Great Folding Extravaganza.
The Great Folding Extravaganza?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds lame.
Yeah, because he did a ton of laundry yesterday when he had the day off. And that means we have a ton of folding to do when I come home tonight.
No.
So can I come over to your house?
Yeah, because you know what? I got some laundry you could fold. And I can promise you it's less than you have at home.
So it's the Great Folding?
The medium folding.
Not extravaganza?
Mediocre ganza. Yeah, that works for me.
That sounds a lot better than the Great Folding Extravaganza that I do not want to go home to.
No, just because you put a fun name on it does not mean it's going to be fun, unfortunately.
It's like trying to say it's mandatory fun. It is never.
Oh, God. He mandatory funned you.
And I hate when people do that. Mm-hmm. It's never fun.
You got to.
Next, he's going to try putting gold stickers on everything when I like do well.
Dude, don't give him any ideas. Stop talking now. Do yourself a favor and get you and your man into watching Love Island USA. I cannot stress enough the switch up the men have been having on Love Island. It's all over my For You page. I'm living with it. Guys being like, I'm not interested in Love Island. That sounds so stupid. It's trashy. I don't care. 5 minutes in, tell me why they are locked in on the screens. Tell me why they are screaming at the television like this is the Super Bowl. They are so into it. I think my boyfriend Curly and his brother who lives with us yelled more at the television last night than I have ever seen in my life. More than any football game. They're locked in.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're saying it's like the Super Bowl. Do they got Love Island betting?
No.
Where are we at with this?
I have seen people on TikTok saying, why can't I go to a bar and watch this like a football game? And why can't I do
sports betting?
Yeah.
Because that is, we're missing.
That is the only component that's missing. Mm-hmm. They're getting it through voting on the app. So that is a little bit of like a rush.
But they want to put money down.
I want to put money down. I'm like, teach me what a parlay is. I have no idea.
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't either. But I'm.
That sounds like a drink I'd order at a bar. Parlay me.
Okay.
But if that has to do with betting, I have no idea.
I'm down to learn because honestly, we're all together in this one. We're all in this together.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Move over, booty calls.
You got to give a girl a warning before you say something like
that. Put that phone down at 2 a.m.
Oh my
God. Booty calls are out. Okay. You know what's in? Foodie calls.
All right. Now you're talking to the right woman.
I'm saying.
Are you calling me at 2 a.m.?
That's not what this means, actually. But we'll talk about that in a second.
If it is, I already have a friend.
Oh, a foodie call friend? Okay, well, it's not really what it means. Foodie calls, also the trend people are referring to as dating for dinner. Because, you know, times be tough right now. Everything's expensive. There are people on TikTok who are documenting their dating for dinner journeys because they think it's a budgeting hack to save money on food by setting up as many dates in a week with no intention of ever like romantically elevating these.
Oh my God. So you're using them for dinner?
You're using them for a free dinner. That's what it is. Some people are like, oh my God, this is come with me to meal prep. And it's them just going out on dates so that they don't have to worry about like making dinner at home, I guess.
I do not have somebody like that.
Okay.
I thought you meant something else.
No. I don't love that. I mean, it's not nice. Unless you're literally just being like, hey, let's like just go out to dinner and see if we connect, I guess. And then, but it's just mean to ghost somebody. I'm down for like actual foodie calls though.
I have somebody.
Do you?
My friend Malia. We used to do this way more in the past, but we would just call each other at the most random hours of night and day. And we'd be like, have you ate dinner? Have you ate lunch?
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet you at Chili's, or I'll meet you at the Garden, or whatever it may be. And we would meet each other there, mm-hmm. and we would have dinner. We don't do this as much as we used to, but we need to be doing this more.
100%. And I feel like you also need someone, like maybe if it's your significant other that you don't live with, I want to be able to call you and say, I'm craving a Blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm craving a chocolate bar. And you bring it over, no questions asked. Mm-hmm. That's a foodie call, baby.
I feel like you and I have a foodie call here all the time.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm thinking about, you know,
Dairy Queen, and we just go.
Yeah.
We don't even think twice. Yeah. We just leave.
Do you think people are going to question us?
We failed the foodie call today, though, because we saw a barbecue.
No, we failed twice. We saw a barbecue food truck and we're like, ooh, and then we didn't stop. And then we drove past Dairy Queen and I said, a milkshake sounds good, and we didn't stop.
So we failed the foodie call.
So you're not my foodie call anymore.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I got asked the best question as a girl ever last night. Okay, I'll paint your toes if you want. Or we can do the no pants dance. Which one would you like?
What?
What? It was the which question or which one would you like? And so I had to pick. Do I want my toes painted for free or the no pants dance? It was a hard one to pick, not gonna lie. Why are you looking at me like that?
How is that even related?
Well, it was which one do I want? I picked the no pants dance.
Okay. I wish I never knew that.
But I do regret not having my toes done.
No, I mean, like, I think anytime anybody were to offer that to me, I would take that up.
The toes?
Absolutely. It's a pain in the butt.
It is.
It doesn't matter if they know what they're doing.
Every gymnastic move possible to get your toes done.
No, and what I have learned in my years of life is it doesn't matter if it looks good because anything on your skin just washes off in the shower.
Have you seen that every girl on TikTok, there's like this trend that you throw it on and then you get in the shower and if it's on your skin, it comes off in like 2 seconds?
I'm saying I would let a chimpanzee paint my toes if they offered.
I smelled my boyfriend's feet last night.
Cool story, bro.
Let me explain.
Please, we'd love to know.
You don't want to know.
what would possess a girl?
Here's the deal. Last night, he was taking his clothes off because he had a long day of work. And one thing, you know, is another thing. And he's taking his socks off. But I'm sitting on the bed and I'm like, oh my God, something stinks real bad. I'm like, what is that smell? My first thought is, I don't know, did a dog or a cat like go to the bathroom on the floor or something? I cannot tell what that smell is for the life of me. Also smells like, I don't know, a dead body of some sort.
Oh.
One of the two. He's like, I think it's my feet. Like, I just took my socks off and I'm like, no, I know what feet smells like, okay? And I don't think it's yours. And again, I just can't get over this smell. And he's like, just hear me out. I think it's my feet. You should smell them. And I'm like, fine. Bring them here. But I don't think it's the feet. Sure enough, I smell his feet. They smell like sweat. It's not his feet.
Okay.
And I still don't know what the smell is. We cannot figure out what the smell
and
is.
And it still stinks.
Yes. And it wasn't his feet. And I had to smell his feet for nothing.
Well, you didn't have to.
No, I didn't, just so I could get him to shut up.
He could have sniffed his own feet.
You know what?
Did you sniff the socks?
I could have done that, or I could have made him smell his own feet. Why didn't I think of either one of those? Where
because
were you when
you
I
have
did
no
it?
Boundaries.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z 102.9.
There's a truck outside.
There's a truck
outside. And because I'm nosy, I can see what's in the... What's it called?
The hatch? Is it
the bed? The boot?
The boot?
A wheel. They got a wheel in the boot. A wheel in the trunk. In the bed. whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't know.
That's it?
Oh, yeah. That was all.
Again, we've really got to work on your journalism skills.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's a spare. Maybe they got a flat tire. Let's create a story. He got a flat tire on his way to Wendy's. And he parked in the parking lot. He was like, should I eat my spicy nuggets first or change my wheel? Probably should eat the nuggets. Got the wheel off, tossed it in the trunk. And now he's here at the radio station waiting for his interview.
Okay. I'm going to get a hold of Rebecca Kopelman and just at Iowa News Now and tell her that we really got to work on your journalism skills.
I'm not talking about the weather.
Well, but she can help. She'll get a hold of somebody over there that can help you with the journalism skills.
I just like to say what I see and see what I say.
And no one's going to hire you at the news station.
Good thing I'm not looking. I'm about to send you what's it called?
Cease and desist. No, or whatever it's called.
That would be really hard to work together if we did that. No, like like the thing that when an invoice. I'm gonna send you an invoice.
Oh God!
I feel I am a hired employee for you because I'm stepping in as your interior designer. However, not by coming to your house, at least so far. Destiny texted me quite late last night, to be honest. And you sent me pictures of a shelf, like a corner shelf, and then a random table. And you're like, what do I do with these? And you had like two things on each of them. And I'm like, okay, let me get back to you. I need to find some inspo photos.
Need a noodle.
Got a noodle. I got to find some inspo photos because I also have no idea what room these are in.
Oh, they're the living room.
You didn't mention that.
Wait, sorry you didn't ask.
Well, I was just kind of, it was 10:30. I was flying by the seat of my pants. So I'm like, okay, you also have like nothing on these. So I don't know what you have to decorate with these. So I just kind of did my best. But what I appreciate the most was one of them, you sent me a video to over-explain what it was.
You're
really
welcome.
But the best part was the commentary in the background. From Neighbor Man, your boyfriend, being like, I didn't know.
Yeah, because, okay, first off, yesterday during the show, he's sending me pictures because he was home. And he was like, do you like this? Do you like this? And then next thing I know, he stopped sending me pictures. And I come home too. He has redecorated the entire house. Love you to death, but please don't ever do that again.
Oh,
respectfully, he just started placing things everywhere. He loves rocks, and now rocks.
But not just rocks, they're crystals.
Sure, they're everywhere, and I don't know what to do with them. But they're everywhere, and I really mean that. They're everywhere.
No, okay, I am going to applaud him because this is going to get you to decorate. Because if they've just been sitting in boxes...
No, it's
going
to get me to throw them away.
No, I feel like you seeing them, you're going to be like, okay, we need to find a spot for this.
The backyard?
What is wrong with you?
That's where they belong.
No, they're fancy crystals.
Sure.
What did you have to contribute? Post Malone?
Yes.
CDs? I guess your taste is just a little different.
No, I don't know what to do with these rocks, crystals, whatever you want to call them.
I gave you ideas, so now...
You're like, put them on top of books. Sounds like great. I got to go thrifting for old, boring books.
Okay, next time I'm leaving you on red if you're going to make fun of my ideas.
Fat Mochi's on a diet again, and it's not going very well.
Well, you know, cats, they make it everybody's problem.
Oh, when he is. Fat Mochi's on his diet once again, which means not as much food as he would like.
Mm-hmm.
And he is searching for other things to eat.
Okay.
So I got a list of four things Mochi has attempted to eat since being on his diet.
How long has he been on this diet?
Since this weekend.
Okay. That's only
so like
3 days.
4 days. Yeah. First off, last night it was a napkin that was in my lunch bag.
Oh.
He was digging through my lunch bag, which had no food in it, but I guess he was trying to search for things that were left over.
Yeah, he could smell your leftovers.
And he dug out a napkin and was trying to eat it.
Weird.
I don't know what he thought. And I didn't even use that napkin. So it wasn't even like that I, you know, wiped it on my face and it like had leftover steak on it or something. It had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing, neighbor man's keys.
What?
Neighbor man's keys. My boyfriend's keys. They were sitting on the kitchen table, and I turned around, and I saw that he was trying to put them in his mouth. And I was like, what are you doing there, buddy? What does the keys taste like that you want to eat
metal?
Them so yeah, that ain't gonna taste good. Moving along, I think this was Saturday that I saw him trying to eat my purse.
Like gnawing on the handle or something?
You know how like you have that strap that goes around? That at the very end of the strap, it's closer to like the actual purse. It gets like, it's kind of like this cute little metal. Again, metal. He had that in his mouth and he was just like picking at that. I'm like, what do you want with my purse? And the final. Was it a light switch or a knife that Fat Mochi was trying to eat? Thank God it was not a knife. It was the light switch. Me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, was sitting eating our dinner the other night, and we turned to see Fat Mochi had his lips and his teeth around the light switch. We're like, what are you doing with the light switch? You're going to get yourself electrocuted. So we immediately had to get up and get his mouth off of the light switch. We're like, what does the light switch have to do to get you? Like, what
it has nothing to do with it.
What?
He's not getting anything out of it except that this is how he will start to try to kill you.
I think he's trying to kill himself. I don't think he's trying to kill
himself. I think he's trying to make your life horrible because you're making his life horrible. He's trying to make neighbor man's keys go missing so he can't leave, so he has no choice but to feed him. Same thing with your purse. He's going to hide or ingest your purse so that you cannot leave. Light switch, that seems a little
he wants to start a house fire.
Perhaps, or raise your bill
so
that you're... No, that doesn't make sense. I was going to say poor, but then you can't buy him food. I don't know about Mr. Fat Mochi. I don't know what his goal is here.
He's got a goal in mind, and I have to figure out what it is. I got to hire one of those like cat whisperers and figure out what is his evil plan.
Because it sounds like it's extensive. I got to give it to my boyfriend, Curly. He has leveled up in his dad mode again.
Oh.
You know, I feel like ever since we've been in charge of taking care of a yard, that's really kickstarted dad mode. In our house.
He got New Balances, didn't he?
No, he's an Asics guy, which are still dad shoes. But I came home yesterday because he also has Mondays off. And normally when I get home, he's just like sitting on the couch waiting for me to get home to start dinner. But I get home last night and I pull up and he is out in the yard. Socks and sandals and all.
Oh, dear.
Pulling weeds.
It was the socks and sandals with the weed pulling.
And the way he waved at me, I was
like... Was he drinking a beer, too?
No, he wasn't. But that would have really sent it over the edge. He did have the sprinkler out, and he was watering the grass. I should mention that, too. He got a new sprinkler, a fancy one that...
And then when you got out of the car, did he comment about somebody else's grass?
No, but he just said, he was like, isn't it looking better, babe? I was like, yeah, it looks great. Pulling all the weeds.
Yep, dead bone.
I don't know how you level up from there besides actually having children, which is not on the checklist.
Now you just got to get him a Menards or Lowe's or Home Depot gift card. One of the two.
Yeah, that's where we're headed. He's going to be a prime member, I think.
I think if I'm doing my math correctly, we're like 2 weeks out until my parents get here. Which means I'm in full crazy mode.
Well, yeah, you knew this was coming like 2 weeks ago because you're like, I have a whole month to get our new house at least semi put together so that my parents cannot be disturbed when they walk in.
Mm-hmm. Now I've hit that point where I'm like making a list, checking it twice. I'm
like, Santa's coming to town.
Exactly. And I want to get things done before my parents get here. And I've started a list and I'm like, this has to get done. This has to get done. Neighbor man, you need to do this before my parents get home.
Okay.
And I've started this list on my phone. Do you want to hear some of the things?
Yeah, I'm curious to know.
Oh, you're going to think it's funny because some of the things are probably like really stupid.
Well, that's why I'm like, I would love to hear what your priorities are.
Oh, they're dumb.
Okay.
Number one.
Are these ranked by importance?
No.
Okay.
Well, again, they're really stupid. Okay, so if our bed gets in time that we just buy,
mm-hmm.
then our bed, that is in our current bedroom, will move to the guest bedroom, mm-hmm. and that will become the guest bedroom, and the new bed will be our bed, right? So my boyfriend, neighbor man, doesn't want to buy all new bedding for the guests, so our bedding will now be the guest bed. Whatevs. But the thing is that bedding needs to be sewed because there's a hole in it. So I have neighbor man's mom needs to sew our blanket.
Okay.
Number two, we need to Velcro the Wi-Fi because I want to hide the Wi-Fi underneath the shelves. So I want him to Velcro it up there.
Okay.
I don't know. Some way I want it to be hidden. I want everyone to know we don't have Wi-Fi.
Sure.
It needs to be hidden.
Okay.
That's at least on the list right now.
Okay, so all you're doing is delegating things to other people.
Well, of course, I ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
It's like what I do here. People think I work here, but all I do is delegate it to everybody else.
All right.
What I'm actually doing is playing video games.
I hope he makes it. For these next 2 weeks, it's going to be very telling for him.
We'll see if we're still together.
We'll see.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've got a wholesome trend that's going around on TikTok that's going to make you go, aww. It's what people are calling the my boyfriend wants to show you trend. So basically what will happen is the partner, the girlfriend, whoever will be at the camera to start, and they're going to say very aggressively, my boyfriend wants to show you his collection or toy or whatever, and you better say they're cool or you better act like you're interested. And then they back away from the camera and the guy will be like, okay, so this is my plant collection and right here we have chia seeds and this is a strawberry plant. And then they just kind of go into whatever their little like hobby or niche is. And I've seen so many of these. I've seen a guy who talked about his plants. I've seen people doing golf clubs, Lego collections. I just saw one of my favorite couples from Love Island, two seasons ago. He was showing off his scuba gear that I'm like, I kind of want to do this,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what I would do for my boyfriend Curly, because he doesn't necessarily collect anything like physical. I think I would have to be like, he's going to show you his iPad game characters and you have to act like you care. That's all I can really think
of. He doesn't collect anything?
No, I don't think he really collects anything.
Really?
Maybe his shoes. I mean, you could talk about shoes for forever.
How many Hey Dudes is he?
Well, only one is allowed in my house.
Oh.
But he does have a lot of Asics. He has a lot of different shoes.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can really think of for him, though.
I've already got two that it would be a tough decision to pick which one for the TikTok, because it would be his rock collection for Neighbor Man, or he has a collection of Wile E. Coyote.
Oh.
And I think the Wile E. Coyote would be more unique, probably.
Yeah.
So I think we'd probably have to go that route.
I feel like you need to make that, because
you think so?
Well, who else has a Wile E. Coyote collection?
Just him.
I'm saying you're going to be viral tomorrow.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Have you ever woken up and you're like, well, I'm a failure? Or if you thought you were failing.
Every day.
If you thought you're failing at your job because you maybe got yelled at or anything like that. No, you are not failing as much as me and my sisters are failing our dad. And I'm not being overdramatic.
Is this a Father's Day thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Jeez, all right.
Not one, not two, but three of us sisters all completely forgot to wish him a happy Father's Day.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And it's now Tuesday, right? So at what point did any of you realize this?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. What happened was, it was really, really late last night that my oldest sister we have a sister group chat, sent us a message and was like, I just now sent Happy Father's Day to our dad. And then my second older sister goes, oh my God, I was going to say something to you guys, but I didn't want to make you feel bad. Like, I am just about to hit send as well. to dad too to say Happy Father's Day. And I'm like, oh my God, you guys, I've completely forgot as well.
What is it? Oh God.
We all forgot. Now, I don't know what their excuses are, okay? Maybe they just hate, no, they don't hate my dad.
Jeez.
They don't. They probably all had busy lives, okay? My excuse is, and I just want to quote my excuse is, that we were shopping for the bed, okay? We were shopping all day long for the bed that we got for my dad and my stepmom. The whole reason we went shopping was so that we could move our bed into the guest room, we could get a new bed, and then when they come here, if they want to stay at our place too, we can now have a place for them. And then we went grill shopping, and then the rest was history. We tried to put that thing together for like 3 hours, and I forgot it was even Father's Day at that point. I don't know what my sisters were up to. That's on them for not saying Happy Father's Day.
So did you do it last night?
Yeah, really late.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I think it was
so,
like 10:30. When I was texting you asking for interior designer questions, it was about 30 minutes past that I finally
sent him a message. Dude, you siblings are... You're not doing each other justice.
What?
Because any holiday, Mother's Day, Father's Day, anybody's birthday in the family.
You guys all watch each other's backs?
Well, we always say it in like our entire family group chat. Not necessarily to remind each other. But, you know, I wake up a couple hours later than like my older sister per se. But I'll open my phone up and she'll be like, Happy Father's Day. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I should just say that right away.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because if you're in a, so you're saying you do that in the family group chat?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that. Because let's say your sister's name is like Jennifer, okay? So now Jennifer goes first, and now Jennifer looks better than everybody else.
No, she's just awake. She's got children, and I am still a child.
Oh my God, it is so clear that my boyfriend neighbor man is way more in love with my dad than he is in love with me. And here's my jealousy coming out. I am a very jealous girl.
You never know.
I know you're not supposed to be jealous, but oh my God, that is something that is so hard for me not to be. And I am very jealous of how much my boyfriend neighbor man loves my dad. Okay, let me explain how I know he loves him more than he does me. A couple weeks ago when we went strawberry picking with my sisters.
Yeah.
On that ride trip there, we were all talking about my dad and my stepmom coming back home. And we're like, okay, what's the plan? What are we going to do? Right now, what's I think the game plan is when they're here, oddly enough, we're going to hop in the car and we're going on a road trip to St. Louis. We're going to go see a Cardinals game. And I think we're going to do like, I don't know, a museum of some sort. Not really sure. And
they got a good zoo.
I think we might do that.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but I think we might do that. And when we were talking about that, I turned to my boyfriend neighbor man. I'm like, hey, are you going to come with us? Now, here's the thing that you should know is he doesn't have PTO. So if he takes any time off, it's completely unpaid.
Right.
And so it's a big ding to his paycheck. And so I looked at him like, you going to take time off? And he goes, probably not. Like, you guys can go without me. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine. And I'm like, oh, okay, that stinks. And then I asked him again. Later, I'm like, hey, are you going to take any time off for this? And he goes, no, I'm good. I'll see your parents some other time. I mean, there'll be other days during
the
trip.
Right, they're going to come back after.
Yeah, they're here for like a week and a half. He'll like, I'll see him another day. I just don't need to see him in St. Louis. Last night, my dad texted me and he goes, so, you and a neighbor man coming to St. Louis. And he says neighbor man.
I was going to ask, did he call him neighbor man?
Oh, yeah. Neighbor man in the text message. And of course, so since he calls him out in text message and I show him that, he goes, I'm coming. I'll be there. And I'm like, it's only because my dad says your name in the group, in the chat that you're suddenly going to come.
Oh, he said it in the family group chat.
No, he texted me individually. Oh. And I think that's why he liked it. And because my dad called him out by name.
Yeah.
That he's like, I'm coming. And I'm like, you told me twice before that you were not going to come with us on the trip. And he goes, yeah, but I'm free now. I think I can come.
Yeah.
And I said, is it because my dad asked? He goes, no. And then I asked him again later and he goes, I mean, yeah.
It's because your opinion doesn't matter.
What does that mean?
Because
my opinion matters.
You live together. You have he don't care. But your dad, if dad doesn't like you. he ain't gonna get the blessing. He ain't that nothing. I mean, it's over if dad doesn't like you.
He ain't getting any money when time passes.
Okay, well, geez. What? This is why he didn't care what you said.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Well, Taylor was late for Let's Get Quizzical tonight.
No, I wasn't. I was late for you to start talking about it.
The promotion of Let's Get Quizzical.
That is correct. I lost track of time.
Was really, printing papers.
Yeah, I was very busy printing things. You know, working.
That's what they say. Printing. Were you talking smack at the printer? I know Isaac's still here from 1600 ESPN.
No, if I run into anybody at this hour, I get spooked.
I know Marcy, your street teamer, is here. Are you talking crap with her?
No. I think I spooked her, actually. No. She wasn't expecting to see
me. Nobody can be trusted near the printer. That's usually where we gossip.
No, I was swearing because I couldn't find my papers. There was no I was gossiping about the printer.
Well, you inspired me for tonight's trivia question about running late.
Great.
36% of women don't do this when they're running late in the morning. What is it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
36% of women don't do this when they are running late in the morning. What is it?
I've just been having a day in general because I was running late this morning, which doesn't happen all
That's
that often.
That's every morning.
No, it does not. But this morning I was.
And it will be tomorrow when we have a meeting.
No. I normally have one day a week. Today was that day. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Well, tonight's trivia question, 36% of women don't do this when they are running late in the morning. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guests at 319-200-1029. But so far, 79-63 said shampoo their hair.
No.
Dude.
Never. Fresh shampoo.
Oh.
Not even sometimes.
Yeah, not even.
I didn't do either one this morning.
I could never wash my hair in the morning. That's why I wash it at night. I do not have the time in the morning.
Dude, sometimes I don't even brush my hair because we got a brush here.
We do?
Yeah.
A brush? A hair brush?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you not seen? It's like a comb in the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, I have seen that.
And I'm like, you know what? Worst case, I'll use that.
True enough.
Michael said, eat breakfast. That was almost me this morning.
That was me this morning.
So I was like, I'll make a quick toast. And I ate it on the road.
That's the first thing. Like, if I'm running late, that's the first thing to go. And I know that's bad. You should eat breakfast.
No.
But I was planning on eating a nice avocado toast with feta cheese and like being real bougie and fancy. I didn't have time.
I can't do that. They traumatized me in school.
Oh, not see, that you must eat breakfast.
Yeah, they were like, if you don't eat breakfast, it's gonna make you blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
it was like, you're gonna have horrible sleep. It's gonna make you fat. It's gonna make you blah. Like, what? It was horrible things. That's, I'm like, probably, that's why I'm traumatized.
Yeah, I can't sleep at night. Probably.
See, that's why. Start eating your breakfast.
Well, I had Sour Patch Kids at like 11 a.m., so that'll do. Anyways, Tina said, put on deodorant. That is the worst. It's not even necessarily if I'm running late. Sometimes you just like, if I do something out of order, like I kind of have a ritual of like getting ready. If I do one thing out of order, I then get to work and I'm like, I didn't put deodorant on. What the heck?
That's why I got deodorant in my desk.
Where are you hiding all of these things?
Deodorant, perfume, toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash. I practically get ready here.
I was going to say, do you sleep here? Do you pull out of the driveway when we leave at night and then turn around and come back and sleep?
Guess you will never know.
The world may never know.
Unless you stick around. Or you also turn around.
Maybe I will. Be like, oh, I forgot something.
You were wondering whose comb was in the bathroom? It's actually mine.
It's actually yours because you live here.
I do.
Maybe.
Who pays to keep the lights on? It's me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now you're just lying. I know that. It's not true.
36% of women don't do this when they are running late in the morning. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
How do you think the trash goes outside? I do it, because I live here.
Also, no, you don't.
Still not believable.
Not at all.
Who do you think vacuums? Me, because I live here. Also not believable.
That's, you're not doing a very good job. I found crumbs under my desk.
And in the studio. Who's eating in here?
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Eh, just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Running late to Let's Get Quizzical puts you on the bad list.
I'm here.
But she was running late, Taylor was.
I was printing things.
So, to reprimand her, I made a trivia question about her.
Yeah, she's going to publicly humiliate me.
Exactly. Tonight's trivia question, 36% of women don't do this when they are running late in the morning. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
36% of women don't brush their teeth when they are running late in the morning. Now I'm like, God, this morning was so long ago. Did I brush my teeth?
I mean, it's probably happened to everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, though, that is one thing that I'm a do.
You're like, I don't even care if I'm in my car. That's why I got the kind that's like, I don't know what it's called, disposable or whatever. And it's
like the waterless ones.
Yes, and it's got the toothpaste in it.
Yeah,
it hurts, but I got it.
Sometimes you need it. I don't like if I were 10 minutes down 380 halfway to work, I would use one of those before I come in smelling like dog breath.
I think it wouldn't hurt so bad if I didn't have braces. But sometimes doing it, I'm like, it's going to break a bracket, dude.
Worth it so that you're not stinky breath Betty.
Is that what they call me here?
You haven't heard?
Oh, come on now.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.